Today marks the fifth barsi of my dadi, my grandmother, Begum Sohra Ejaz. You know how you walk into a cafe and you have this very, very overbearing smell and aroma of freshly roasted coffee beans or freshly baked croissant. It perks you up immediately. It just sort of enlivens you. And that's what dadi was like. She smelled of talcum powder all the time. But anyone and everyone who was with her in her company would always feel perked up, energized, enlivened from within. As Allah says in the Quran, and of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought. And dadi was like that. She enveloped her people, her tribe, in her immensely comforting folds of love and affection. I would not like to endlessly praise her, however, it has been endorsed and exhibited by people who even remotely knew of her. And there is an Ahmed Faraz poem that befits her very well. And as the first verse goes, Suna hai log usse aankh bhar ke dekhte hain, so iske shahar mein kuch din theher ke dekhte hain. She was beautiful, she was graceful, she had the most beautiful smile and the most beautiful almond-shaped eyes. But she had the most beautiful heart. She had a flair for the finest things in this world, whether it came to the finest shawls or clothes that she would wear would be immaculately ironed and starched. Noor Jahan songs, Shah Rukh Khan movies, the very fine audio visual that was available to us. And she was a woman with absolutely no tricks up her sleeve. The only tricks that she taught me were during our endless sessions of rummy and trumps, which I often used to play with her after school. Although her sensitivities ran high, and which is something I think which we've all inherited, but she was a very, very strong woman. The eldest of her siblings, she was a pillar for her two younger sisters, a pillar of warmth, support, advice, generosity. With her very, very pleasant demeanor, she had the most amazing sense of humor, never sanctimonious, never judgmental, always putting right from wrong. Yet she was easily amused and would amuse us as well. Dadi leaves behind 5 children, their spouses, and 10 grandchildren. And she's left a little bit of herself in each one of us. We all think of her, we all miss her, and we all marvel at her beauty and her heart of gold. 5 years ago, I was in Karachi and I called up my mother. I asked her about dadi and I said, I want to fly down. And my mother, sobbing away, said, yes, I think you should. So I reached Lahore mid-afternoon and reached my chacha's place where she was staying, and I saw my mother with her very swollen red eyes, and I said, where's dadi? And she said, you just go and meet her, I think she's waiting for you. And I ran up and I met the most beautiful thing lying down on the bed, helpless, frail, and I held her hand and I sobbed away. And she, with her very, very frail fingers, tapped on my fingers just to indicate that She knows I'm there. And 10 minutes later, she breathed her last. And I am convinced that she was waiting for me. And I would like to wrap this up with a song that completely describes her. And thank you for listening.
तेरा एक फूल के तरह शादाब है, चेहरा उसका है या कोई माताब है। चेहरा जैसे गजल, चेहरा जाने गजल, चेहरा जैसे कली, चेहरा जैसे कमल, चेहरा जैसे तसव्वुर भी तस्वीर भी, चेहरा एक ख्वाब भी, चेहरा ताबीर भी, चेहरा कोरी अलिफ लैल भी दास्तां, चेहरा एक पल यकीन, चेहरा एक पल गुमा, चेहरा जैसे